You speak English?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
17. What you do in Thailand?
I'm exchange student.
Exchange student.
For 6 months.
6 months. How long have you been here?
2 months.
2 months.
Almost. Yeah.
And how long you want to be a novice for?
I'm going to be for 1 week.
One week.
Is the last day.
Last day. So why do you want to become a monk, a novice?
Novice, because it was an activity proposed with my company.
Your AFS. Company?
Yes.
What company?
AFS.
AFS.
Yes.
They want you to to become a novice?
Yes, they proposed and accepted because I was interested in Buddhism and your life. I'm curious about everything, so I want to experience.
So what have you learned so far?
A monk gave me a book and I read it a bit about the first things that Buddhism teach, and about that there are no difference between people, so we are all human beings. We don't have to heal and to do bad things because of karma.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do good things, you will receive good things, and if you do bad things, you will receive bad ones. And these things.
And what else? What do you want to know? What you're coming here?
I had just a few questions about the thing that monks cannot touch women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, I don't understand.
Because to prevent the sexual desire to come up.
Oh.
When you touch a woman, you can get the desire.
Yeah.
And then you might not be able to stop it. And if you do something with a woman, then you have to be considered to be disrobed. You cannot remain as a monk or a novice.
Because it's like a bad thing.
It's like electricity, positive and negative electricity. When they come together, they attach, you know, they come attracted. So you have to stay away, no touch. Not even touching, not even looking. If you happen to look, you should not be looking.
About body and shape.
When you see a woman, when you see a lady,
mm-hmm.
Try not to look at them. You know, try to just, you know, ignore them, don't see them.
I had another question about if there have been other monks that reached enlightenment after the Buddha.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
It's like a lot or just a few?
Well, there's no statistic, you know, no one to go and count how many are there.
Yeah.
So but very few, very hard to find. But there are still monks who are enlightened. Mm. You think that there are still monks that can be enlightened?
I don't know, it's strange.
Why?
I would like to hear what they say before.
What do you want to hear from them?
I don't know, what is the feeling? Maybe.
What feeling?
Yes.
You mean how it is like to be enlightened?
Yes.
Mm. Well, you hear from the Buddha. The Buddha said, if you're enlightened, you will be happy. You will have no sorrow, no sadness. You will always be happy, 24 hours a day. Nibbanang palamang sukhang. Nibbanang is the state of enlightenment. And when the mind becomes enlightened, it becomes pure.
Pure.
Have no defilement. Have no greed, hate, delusion. When the mind is without greed, hate, and delusion, the mind will be very happy. And no sadness. You want to become enlightened?
Some things that I agree about Buddhism and other things that I'm learning that I don't think I agree with.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, being alone.
Being alone.
Yes.
You're saying it's not good to be alone. It's better to be with someone.
Yeah, and I think that even if Buddhism says that this life is full of painful pain and sorrow, now in this moment I see that I want to live my life like fully.
Yes.
So to do whatever.
But how long can you do it for?
How long?
How long can you do it for? How long do you think you can do this for?
I don't know.
Until you get old, right?
Yes.
Until you get sick.
And then
what happened?
Then die.
Then die. So what happened to all the things that you have done?
Yeah, they vanish.
Vanish. So why do it in the first place if they vanish?
I don't know.
Because you cannot stop from yourself from doing it. Because if you can stop yourself from doing it, you'll be happier. I give you an example, somebody who is addicted to drugs and someone who is not addicted to drugs. Which one is better?
The one who is not addicted.
Right. Okay, it's the same way. You're addicted to do things. This is like a drug addiction. When you have nothing to do, you feel bad. But when you got something to do, you feel good. But how long can you continue doing it? One day you're gonna end up not being able to do what you want to do. Then what happened? And you feel bad. You might kill yourself. People, when they cannot do things they want to do and they're not happy, they feel terrible. So what they do? They decide to kill themselves. But if you don't have to do anything, you don't have to kill yourself. If you can become a monk and you don't have to do anything, then you will always be happy, like someone who's not addicted to drugs. See, monks and lay people are like two persons. One person addicted to drugs, another person not addicted to drugs. See, monks are people who are not addicted to doing things to make them happy. While lay people are people who are addicted to doing things to make them happy. But the happiness that they get is like a smoke. They come and they disappear very quickly. As soon as you finish doing what you want, your happiness disappear.
Material,
Yeah, material or, you know, action. Go and see a movie, listen to music, sleeping with someone, you know. It's temporary happiness. Then vanish. Then you are left all alone again. Then you have to keep having them all the time, until the time when you cannot have them. Then you kill yourself. See. But if you can stop this addiction, then you can be happy all the time, without having to have anything to make you happy. Life is an addiction. See.
Life
is an addiction. We are addicted to life. We are addicted to do things to make us happy, to be alive. You know, we don't want to be dead. See, when you're dead, you cannot do anything. But you can stop your mind from being addicted to life. Then you can live happily, whether you have life or no life. It's like having drug or no drugs. You know.
And you get happier meditating, right?
Well, when you meditate, it can stop you from doing other things. See? Then you don't need to do other things once you know how to meditate.
You have to think just about
one object. Stop your mind from thinking, because when you think, your mind will not be calm, will not be concentrated, will not be happy. But if you can stop your mind from thinking, your mind will become calm and happy. Then you don't need anything once you're happy. You can get rid of your drug addiction. You can get rid of all your addiction.
So what do you have to think about while you're meditating?
Well, there are many different meditation object you can use. In Thailand, the easiest one is to use the name of the Buddha, a mantra, reciting his name mentally, Butto, 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 Butto.
Repeating
all day long. Don't let your mind think about other things. Because when you think, then you will have the desire to do something, see. If you think of coffee, you want to drink coffee. If you think of money, you want to go get money, you know. But if you don't think about this thing, you keep thinking about Butto, 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 then you don't have to go do anything. And you can be happy without having to do anything. Happier.
No thoughts.
Yeah. Stop thinking. When you want your mind to stop thinking completely, you have to sit down. But if you want to just stop it from time to time, you can do it while you're doing some other things. Like when you're taking a shower, when you're eating, when you're dressing. If you keep using Butto, Butto, then your mind will be clear and calm. Your mind will have no bad feelings. You know.
So while you are sitting, like everything, just talk to your anger.
Yeah, then your mind can become completely calm, and it will be happiest in that state of mind.
And when like I'm sitting and I feel pain,
just ignore it. Eventually, if your mind become calm, it will not bother your mind. It bothers your mind because your mind wants to get rid of the pain. See. But if you can prevent the mind from wanting to get rid of the pain, then the pain will not bother you.
This is interesting.
Yeah, try it. Try to sit down. Just you can either watch your breath, or you can use the mantra Butto, 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 Butto.
I try to meditate and like counting the breath.
Okay, you can do that also.
And it's better. You feel less pain than.
Yeah, If you pay attention to your pain, it will become more painful because you want to get rid of it. But if you don't want to get rid of it, then that pain is not that strong. So you have to know how to concentrate your mind by using a meditation object, such as a mantra, or if you're sitting, use your breath. If you're moving, use your body as your object of concentration. Just keep watching your body.
Moving, keep watching your body.
Yeah, whatever your body is doing, just keep watching that activity, that action. Don't let your mind go think about the thing. Then your mind can become concentrated. It can ignore everything.
And this is also a method to get away anxiety too.
You mean this is the way to run away from issues? To get rid of your anxiety?
Also.
Yeah, anxiety, bad feelings, worries. Once your mind is calm, then nothing can make your mind worry. Your mind becomes worry only because your mind thinks. See? When you think about something, you worry about it. If you don't think about it, then that worry disappears. Right now, you're not thinking about anything. So right now, you have no worry. But as soon as you think, what am I going to do 6 months from now, you start to worry. So stop thinking. Just take thing one step at a time. Cross the bridge when you come to it. Don't worry. Everything will work out fine. Because whatever happened is only like they are all like an illusion. They are not real. Everything happen and disappear.
Vanish everything.
Yeah, even your body eventually will disappear, but your mind don't disappear. Your mind lasts forever. See, after your body dies, your mind still exists.
Reincarnation, right?
If you still have desire, then you have. If you still want to do more things, then you have to have rebirth. But if you don't want to have any. If you don't want to do anything anymore, then there will be no rebirth.
No rebirth.
Yeah, like you'll become like the Buddha.
And what will happen?
You'll be happy all the time, not doing things and doing things, which is better. Mm. You can just sit still and not doing anything and be happy, then you will always be happy like that. This is the real thing, the real happiness. It's not to do anything. It's not to have anything to make you happy. Because anything that makes you happy will only last temporarily. They don't last forever. The real happiness is not to have anything to make you happy. The only way to do it is to meditate, see? To stop your desire to do things. Once you can stop your desire to do things, then you don't have anything to worry about.
How long do you meditate?
All day.
All day long?
From the time you get up to the time you go to sleep. Meditate, I mean, in two different way. When you're not sitting, then you are watching your body. This is meditation. As long as you keep controlling your thought, prevent your thought from thinking, you are meditating. Okay? But you need to sit down to make your mind to be completely still. But if you cannot, if you have work to do, control your thought. Don't let your mind think, because when you think, you can start to worry and you can become unhappy. And then when you sit, you will have the strength to force your mind to become still. So you meditate all day. You have to keep controlling your thought all the time, watching your thought, stopping your thought from thinking. By concentrating on something, like your body, or on a mantra. If you're not sitting, if you're working, if you don't watch your body, you can use a mantra instead. You can keep reciting Butto, Butto, Butto. When you start to think about going home, you just say Butto, Butto, Butto. It's not time to think about it now. Time to think is when you have to go. Yeah, it's not here yet.
Just think about
the present. Make the present happy, and you will always be happy. Because there's no future, there's no past. Everything happens in the present. So you can make the present happy, you will always be happy. Regardless of what kind of present you have, good or bad present, if you know how to make your mind happy, you can always be happy with them. Have you seen some of my books yet? Those books that I... Did you take any?
Yeah, these are two books.
Okay.
One, I remember the name.
Never mind, doesn't matter. Okay, any more questions?
No, thanks.
Enough, huh? Mm. How about you? You have anything? Are you with him? Where are you from?
California.
California, okay. How did you get to find this place?
I meet girl here in January. I come back to visit now. Her aunt told me about this place.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Most of my life, not happy. But 1 year ago, I started to do lots of yoga. You heard of Kundalini yoga?
No, not really. Just yoga in general.
More Indian.
Okay.
So I start to take training. I do a training class to become teacher. And I start to meditate 1-2 hours a day with lots of chanting. Meditating, chanting, mantra, and doing yoga. So after a while I think, oh, I feel a little better. Problem is, I feel great when I'm in the room with the silence and I feel connected to myself. But then I go into the world and the moment I start to interact with people,
lost your control.
I lose the control and then I constantly have to catch my brain telling me things about myself that aren't good. So I try to catch it, but sometimes one day happens, I don't even realize I've been talking to the voice. So I hear you say, just don't do this, don't be addicted, don't react, but...
You cannot do it.
But you act like like this is possible, but my question is, don't you need to practice?
That's why I say you have to practice first. Your practice to get to this point where you can don't have to react to anything. And that's why you have to continue on with your mantra. Not just because when you are in retreat, you have to do it as part of your life. You should try to control your thoughts and your emotion by using your mantra. This is the first step. Your mantra can only do it temporarily. Mm-hmm. To do it permanently, you have to understand the things that you come into interact with, that they are illusion, they're not real. Just leave them alone. Once you do that, then nothing can bother you. But you think they are real, see, and they bother you.
So my question also is, do you still have challenges with your ego?
If you understand that your ego is just an illusion, then you won't have any more. You get rid of your ego. There's no ego. It's just a concept your mind creates.
But sometimes
and become attached to that concept until it becomes real.
But not even for a moment you experience that, but then you shift, or is you don't experience at all this force that wants to make you suffer. Not even for a moment?
No, no.
It's not even there.
No, no. You can control it once you understand it.
But you feel it coming?
You use it. You can use it. You can still use an ego. I'm talking to you right now. I'm using an ego, but this ego is tame. Huh. It doesn't react. It doesn't get angry. Because it doesn't expect anything from anybody. See? The problem is your expectation from things, from people. And when you don't get it, then you become angry or sad. And if you get it, you become too overconfident. You want more of it. And one day you're going to end up not getting it. Then you become sad again, unhappy again. Because you're chasing after shadows. Like chasing after your own shadow. Can you catch it? It's always one step ahead of you. So stop. Once you stop, then you find yourself fulfill without having to have anything.
How do you stop?
Mantra. Keep mantra. Keep chanting. Don't think.
But
teach your mind that everything that you go after are not real. They are like a mirage. Whatever you get, as soon as you get it, they don't mean anything to you anymore. The happiness you get from things are very temporary. Once you get what you want, this thing that you get no longer makes you happy. You need something else to make you happy.
But isn't it against nature to be happy all the time? If the laws of nature say there is sunlight, there is darkness, yin, yang, mm-hmm. there is happy, there is sad, is it real to expect or to be happy all the time?
Yes. Because the mind is not in this world of yin and yang. The mind is in another world. It's a spiritual world where it can always be happy because it doesn't have to have anything to make it happy. See, the mind is now lost in space. It takes a body and rely on the body to make it happy, which it will never be because the things that you can get through your body is always rise and cease, come and go. But as soon as the mind discard all these things and go back to its spiritual root, then it will always be happy there because that is always constant. Nothing changed there. And you need the mantra and the wisdom to bring your mind back into that root, that spiritual root. That's why you have to meditate.
Does it matter how much meditate every day?
Thus, the more you do it, the faster you achieve your goal. And also you need a tipping point. If you don't practice enough, there won't be a tipping point. Then you will never be able to achieve what you want.
Why
what is enough, and sometimes I feel like I get quicker into a space in 30 minutes, other times it takes me 2 hours. Am I trying to get to this place of feeling like I'm meditating, or is okay to be struggling during meditation? I heard that it's not good meditation if you're not struggling.
It depends. Sometimes your mind is tame, you don't have to struggle with it. Sometimes it's stubborn, then you have to struggle with it.
How do you know when it's enough? If I do in the morning, usually I don't want to do at night, but maybe I need to start doing at night, maybe I need to start doing in the day. But I think that still, I need to be meditating all day with everything I do, not just sitting here.
You will know it until you achieve the first result, the real result for meditation. Once you have achieved that result, you'll find it is the best thing that you ever.
How do I know what that? Maybe I already achieved this.
No, result. You won't. If you know you achieve, you already know, because it's something that is so profound, so obvious, yeah. So different from everything else that you have experienced. Then you know this is it. Then you want to have more of it all the time. Then you'll concentrate all your effort in keeping developing this kind of happiness.
Okay, my last question. Can you be enlightened right here, right now, or without practice? Right here, right now, can you have moments of enlightenment, or does enlightenment more a state of continual being?
It's different for different people. See, if you have all the factor of enlightenment in place, then you can be enlightened right there and then. But if you don't, then you have to gather those factor of enlightenment first. Like starting a fire, first you have to get all the stuff ready before you can strike a match and light up the fire. If you have just a match and there's no wood, there will be no fire. So different people have different factor of enlightenment already gathered. If you have gathered all the factor of enlightenment, then maybe something just you see or hear can click you right away.
Then you can go back out, you stay there, or you can always go back there, but it's not always.
No, enlightenment means you learn something new. Something that you don't know before.
I feel like every day, not every day, but often I have those moments, but then I go back to being.
Then it's not real enlightenment. It's not real enlightenment, see. Real enlightenment is you see things that you wouldn't normally see in your life before. You see that everything that you are involved with are illusion. Then this is enlightenment, see. If you still see them as real, then this is delusion.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I have books in English you can take a look at over there, and if you want to follow my talk, there's on YouTube, okay. Called Dhamma in English. You can search in YouTube, and there's about 100 talks already. All these talks will be recorded and put on YouTube. So you can go back and listen to it again. And if you have any question, we also have live broadcast every day from 2 to 4 on Facebook and on YouTube. You can search my name, Prasuchat, on YouTube live. Then you can watch and follow. Like we have a Frenchman who keep following almost every day from Paris. You know, he came to here to Thailand, and when he go back, he follow with the live broadcast. And if you have any question, you can send in by texting, writing, in the YouTube. They have place you can send in question. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for coming by. Hope what you learned today will be helpful to you somewhere. Okay. Hope you will be more encouraged to practice more. This is the path to the real thing. No other path. This is the path of meditation. All right? Okay.